This podcast episode is brought to you by the Visayo Travel Blogging Masterclass. If you're struggling with how to start and design your blog, how to position your business online, how to create and implement a unique content strategy, or how to sustainably grow your blog to a 5,000 to 10,000 monthly blog audience, then you should head over to masterclass.thevisayo.com. That is thevisayo.com. to enroll for the Starter Blogging course. Now, this course has been supported by the British Council and it was created by the award-winning travel blogger Divisayo to help you start your blog, position your business online, and stay winning. To get a $20 discount, use the code TheBigDreamer20. TheBigDreamer20. Cheers. Hey, the big dreamer, welcome to the sixth episode in the second season of the Big Dreamers podcast. I am your host, The Visayo. This is the community where we share our big dreams and how we can overcome the hurdles of life, thereby growing together. Our focus this season is on Nigeria, and I will be discussing with my several guests on how we can continue to dream big and make an impact in spite of the several problems we face in Nigeria. Today, my guest, Somi, will be sharing with me her passion for the girl child and how she's taking steps to advocate for the educational development in Nigeria and across Africa. So sit tight, drive carefully, do not be too comfortable on that bed. Just make sure you enjoy this podcast. Hey, Somi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm doing well, thank you. So, is Somi, I know your name is Somi and Chiso. Please, where did you derive the name Somi from?
Okay, so my name is Chiso, but everybody just started calling me Somi since I was a little girl. So it just sort of, grew on me. And then when it was time for me to open like my social media accounts, I figured that Chisom had already been taken for by someone. So I was just like, you know what? I would just still stick to the thing, to what I've always been known for. And so I just kept up with Somi. So
yeah. That's actually a pretty good nickname from Chisom. Like, the person that originated that nickname is a genius, because it doesn't sound too alike, if you ask me. So welcome to the
I know.
You've all said something? Say.
No. I'm like, I know like it doesn't sound alike, but I mean
I do. So welcome to the Big Dreamers podcast.
So excited to be here.
Yay. Please don't
use. I feel like I've blown.
What do you say?
I said I've blown now. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to
seriously. So tell us more about yourself. What do you do? What's a day in Chisom's life like?
That's like one of the hardest questions ever. Honestly, that's one of the hardest questions ever, but you know, I'll actually try. So what about me? My name is Chisom. I think you already know that. And I'm the founder and executive director of The Conversation Cafe, which is a digital media and also a safe space to have access to alternative education and transformative dialogues. I'm also a producer of a film titled Ha. So what's a day like in my life? And I'll just pretty much say from today, let me give you a clear example of what has happened today or how the weeks has been for me for a while now. Pretty much wake up, you know, say my prayers, take a shower, do my meditations. I do a lot of devotions. I'm a morning person.
Okay.
So I try as much as I can to like absorb and take in and just bask in the glory of, you know, that early morning glory and everything. So I get done with all of those things, and I heat up for the day. And at the moment, I'm having like back-to-back meetings consigning the film, and so the meetings varies because we have like different segments for the film and for the Conversation Cafe. At the Conversation Cafe, there is me as a corporate compere, so I handle that. I'm also part of other communities and other social impact organizations, so I also have roles and responsibilities there too. So I have some days I have like meetings, and I have, you know, roles and things assigned to me as regards those other organizations and communities. And some other days I'm centered around the Conversation Cafe, or I'm centered around her. So yeah, that's pretty much how my day goes. So I have meetings, I probably speak at a couple of places. I have what's it called, field work as well, because I work with like a lot of local communities. So sometimes I go to like those communities to conduct research and do data analysis and things like that. And other times I can't remember,
like
just a lot
the list
that
is going on. Like, okay, now I'm waiting. Let us see. Because I know on your
just
sorry.
Lots, you know.
You said what?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Okay, on your Instagram.
No, I said yeah. A lot.
Yeah. On your Instagram, your bio says you're a social entrepreneur. So would you say you're more of a social entrepreneur than a researcher, or it's all encompassing?
I think it's all encompassing. Yes, I'm a social entrepreneur, but it's all encompassing. I don't think that it's possible to be a social entrepreneur in the real and grand sense of things without being you know, a researcher, because you have to get the right data to actually actualize and visualize what it is that you're doing in the social space. So I think it's one of the things that embodies you as a social entrepreneur.
For those listening that do not even understand what it means to be a social entrepreneur, can you enlighten us?
Okay. So for those listening that do not know what a social entrepreneur, we are entrepreneurs centered around, I think in my own understanding, we're entrepreneurs centered around impacting the social community-based things. And I mean, I'm not saying that other people do not do that, but I mean, in the sense of...
an example, unemployment or hunger and...
Exactly, yes. So in things, I don't want to say basic amenities, but I mean, I'm trying to look for the right word, but yeah, like you said, in things like unemployment, in things like advocacy, in basic needs of humans, in things that are socially I don't know why I can't find the word, but auntie, if you don't know it, or uncle, if you don't know it, please help me to Google it, okay?
Yeah. All right. So why did you start Conversation Cafe? What is it about, and how long have you been on it?
Okay, this is so funny. There are like different sides to this whole Conversation Cafe thing. But I'll start from like the very first one. So I journal a lot. I write a lot. This is one of like the ways that I express myself. So my phone is filled up with like so many notes, and my books, my journals are filled up with like so many things. So I remember, I think in 2016, I was cleaning up my study table, and I came across a journal that I had written in 2015. And then the journal had, it had a part where I had written down like a goal for 2015, how I wanted to have like a session where, you know, people would recap about how their year went, you know, at the end of the year in like different sectors. So you would recap about your career, about relationships, around personal development and, you know, all of those things. And so that was the goal. And then I had it in this very business format, you know, like conference kind of thing, you know, and it just occurred to me that I had procrastinated the whole of that 2015 as regards it. And then it also occurred to me that we do a lot of these conferences and seminars and, you know, all of these things, but we never really have that space where we can express ourselves wholly and fully, where nobody's really a speaker. We're just all together in a safe space, free of prejudices, you know, and we're just sharing our experiences and learning from each other and connecting and all of those things. And I think that happened in November. I was looking at this like 2016 November. So it was almost a year since I had done that, you know, since I had that dream, you know. I just said to myself that if not now, when? So I said to myself, okay, you know what? I'm going to have this session called The Recap. And so The Recap was the first ever conversation cafe that I did.
And people were open to joining.
And people were open to joining. In fact, we had an overflow that we had to tell people, we had to like start counseling that, oh no, we're sorry, you can't even speak anymore and all of that. But first, it was just an intimate, amazing time for people to share and learn and reflect on how their year went, you know, and all of that. So that was one way that the conversation cafe started. And honestly, I was going to leave it at just The Recap. But then the next year happened, which was 2017. And 2017 was that year that was filled with so much promises and high hopes. And, you know, it was a year for me to just explore. And, you know, I felt like I had things under control. And then, you know, at the beginning of the year, so much of life was happening beyond my imagination and all of that. And so I just felt like I needed a space where I could connect with people who were either going through the same kind of things that I was going through, or people who would like to talk about subject matters that, you know, were not the order of the day or the norm of the day, because I'm just a very curious and inquisitive person, and I love to converse and learn things from people and share and connect, you know. So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to start small and see where this goes. And since The Recap went well, it was just like, we just gradually started to flow. So I really didn't have 100% idea of what it is that I was doing per se.
Nobody ever does.
As the months went by, exactly. As the months went by, and you know, I started to do some more digging in and some more research and, you know, more structure and all of those things, it began to make more sense. It was amazing to see that more people could connect with the Conversation Cafe, because I would always ask, am I making any sense? Is the Conversation Cafe making any sense? I would always.
I think it is, because I've not been a part, but at our premiere, I felt a sense of Conversation Cafe in this, because people, the conversations that the movie itself started, before we even get into the app premiere, because we're going to definitely talk about it. I mean, I'm just trying to talk about the ambience, the way people started saying things that they would not ordinarily say because of prejudice. But there was like an open space. Yeah. People could freely talk, which was amazing to me, because there were men talking. I'm like, really? So these people can talk? It was amazing. Yes, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So how many, do you have it once a month, or how does it go?
How does the conversation cafe? Okay, so we have a physical meetup session every second Friday of the month. But this year we haven't done any because we have been on full production for her. So we had to like put out full attention on her, because we knew we would derive a lot more content by the time we are done with her, which is what we are doing at the moment. So before now, last year, it's every second Friday of the month except October, because October we have a special conversation cafe titled Dear Teenage Girls, which is strictly for teenage girls on the International Day of the Girl Child.
Talking of girls, it seems like more of your social work and practice is focused on female or the female gender. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, now going into the premiere of what does I mean? Is it just the Is it just the pronoun R, or it has a meaning to it? That's one. Two, give us more to the preamble as to why you started the movie. People listening might not know what this means. So I is a movie that Chiso Osomi just recently produced, and it premiered in August, 1st of August, right? So let us know more about why it should even be in the cinemas and why people should watch it.
Like you said, I'm centered more on the girl child and teenage girls, and her is not just a pronoun. Her means Chisom, her is Fisayo, and her is every relatable woman that you know, and that you've seen and that you've heard of, you know. And her means, and that you've seen and heard of every woman that, you know, is becoming and wants to become, you know. And I think that that's what signifies her. We're going to know that we see her, we hear her, we're trying to nurture her, we're trying to encourage her, we want to remind her that we love her, you know, we want her to do better and to become more. So, her is not just a pronoun. It's to reach out to every woman out there going through one challenge or the other that is either stopping her or is either stopping her or encouraging her to become more than she is currently at the moment. That's basically what her means to me. Her is also for my developing nation called Nigeria, and to my sister countries, you know, who still has so much potentials, but you know, we're still basking in the challenges of becoming. So this is a tribute to my country. This is a tribute to my sister, especially my sister somewhere in the north or in the east or in the in the south, who doesn't even have a smartphone and doesn't know that I have created something for her, but she is somewhere dreaming of how to become and
live. So like a poem potential. Right now. So let's see how you're flowing.
So yeah, this is for her. Yeah.
So tell us about the movie.
So this movie is it's a short film, and it's filled with a lot of social relatable experience, like true life stories, relatable things that that I have experienced in one way or the other through what I've seen or I've heard or I've, you know, encountered personally. So to start with, this is a true life story of something that I experienced. I'm such a foodie, and like I said at the premiere, the main story of Buki seeing her period and the whole period poverty hits me so hard, because I used to hear that things like this happens, but then it never occurred to me that I was going to experience seeing a young girl who I thought was so energetic and so bright, you know, actually go through period poverty, especially in a city like Lagos, you know. So I'm just in my head thinking, how about other states that are not even up to the standard of Lagos, you know, and things like that. So Ha is a film about period poverty. Ha is a film about child marriage, you know, child abuse. Ha is a film about poverty as a whole in the mind and in the pockets.
Yeah, you know, like that's actually deep in the mind. That's deep. Yes.
Ha is also a film about, you know, adoption and misogyny. It's a film about single motherhood. It's basically a film about the challenges spotlights a lot of challenges that, you know, the girl child faces, and also it highlights the challenges that a lot of developing nations face, you know, such as, you know, how the police and environmental issues that we also face and all of that. So this was my way of gathering some of the things that are hambigas to the development of my country and to the development of the girl child, because the girl child is a very important factor in a growing nation. So this was my way of, you know, gathering all those things together and showing folks that we all need to do better.
So one thing I really liked about art is how it's brought more awareness into, you just mentioned, menstruation poverty. Is that how to put it? Because before period poverty.
Yes, period poverty, menstruation.
For people anyone living, say above the poverty quota, you would not naturally think that having or struggling to get part is going to be an issue. But yeah, it has been an issue for people, even in Lagos, like you mentioned. I like the fact that it's creating awareness. And the next thing is for us, of course, to take action, which you're also doing, which is also amazing. Yeah. Apart from these things, apart from the girl child, wanting to advocate for period poverty, is there anything that you will be looking at changing in Nigeria that you think needs to be changed, that you want a solution to?
Of course, yes. Like so many things that I would love to change. Where do I start from?
Okay.
Education is my thing. Quality education. Quality education. And by quality education, I don't mean just access to schools. I mean quality education, like the SDG 4 of the United Nations states. There are actually different segments to it. So, you know, one thing that I would love to change is seeing that we actually maximize the human capital we have in this country by being educated appropriately. So if as a young child, whether a male or a female, I am amazing at wrestling, I should be properly educated as to how to go about it. And that means that if I have to learn the theory part of it, it should be done appropriately. If I have to do the practical part of it, it should be done appropriately. If I have to also learn, and which is necessary in becoming a phenomenal and an enlightened wrestler, if I have to do alternative education, that is learn values, ethics, you know, all those things that are under layers to becoming more. I think these things also needs to be put in place and a conducive environment for me to be able to do that. So education is my thing. I wish that, you know, if I have to change anything, it would be our educational system, us doing better, you know, us being educated in the grand scheme of things, in the real scheme of things. I think that if we are educated as much, and because education means being enlightened, being informed, being knowledgeable, you know? So if we are actually enlightened and knowledgeable as we should, as we ought to be, I feel like we would do the right sense, we would do the right things. If you know something, that's what knowledge is. If you know something that you do it, you're knowledgeable. If you know something that you don't do it, as far as I'm concerned, you're not knowledgeable. You are illiterate to that thing, because it doesn't make any sense. So like for a government official embezzling money, he's also an illiterate to a large extent, because he
currently, I know that one of the ways you're working on changing or providing solutions is, of course, through production and telling stories, which will also, of course, educate people. like dedicated myself when I was watching the premiere. So what are the other things you're working on?
Yeah, we all have, I mean, you have to have a platform. You have to have a voice in whatever way you're educating. I would say personally, for when we start to look at this whole education thing, it's from the basic things that we do at home, in our personal spaces with our friends, with our families, in our communities, you know, and things like that. So personally, as a person, I'm trying to do more for myself and for my society by living right, you know, by becoming a better citizen and by becoming a better friend and a better sister, a better daughter, you know, a better family member, a better neighbor in my words and in my actions, you know, that in itself is also a form of education. And then if we move forward, I would always try to use the platforms that I already have and the more platforms that in the future I would join to also educate people in the ways that I can. So I would even touch on something that we haven't spoken about yet, which is social media. I mean, one of the things that I try as much as I can to do in via social media is to educate in different subject matters that, you know, I am very conscious and aware of, that I have enough resources and enough backings, you know, to learn from and to connect with. Exactly. So those are like one of the other ways that I do what it is that I do. And then through my platform as well, the Conversation Cafe, you know, and the other organizations that I'm part of, you know, I also try as much as I can to play my role in this sector, which I'm actually very passionate about.
Starting Conversation Cafe, producing art, the movie, doing all a lot that you do, because I know you do a lot more. How have you been able to weather the challenges? What are the challenges you have faced thus far?
Oh my God. If I stay here now, we'll not finish this podcast. Your listeners will beg me to stop. Okay, a lot. I must say that to start with, getting the right team on board. Especially, again, aside the girl child, I'm very passionate about young people. Because I feel like we have so much resources and energy, you know, but we channel it towards the wrong things. So I'm very passionate about young people who are willing and ready to express themselves. And one of the challenges that I face at the Conversation Cafe and even producing her and all of that is getting people who are not just excited about the title, but are ready to put in the work, you know. So it has been one big challenge, especially because I'm always trying to reach out to younger people. So a lot of times they are inexperienced, you know, and are not 100% committed into the hustle of the work, but are very excited for the glory of the work. So getting the right set of people has been a big challenge. Another thing has been finances, and that's because most of the subject matters that, you know, we address at the Conversation Cafe and also even at HA are matters that are very, very rigid, matters that are fragile, and matters that, you know, hits home to a lot of people that can help, either because we are shaking very high tables, we're shaking tables that are either close to them or are even from them, you know. So it's something that a lot of people are very conscious about and all. So yeah, from that angle, finances has been a thing. Other things are, and again, coming from financial point of view, everybody, it's a new space, it's a new sector, it's new, and it's fresh, you know. And so a lot of people are unsure and uncertain as to whether or not. So I would say that we're still at the milking part of everything, where everybody's still trying to see how is this baby going to be? Is she going to blossom or not? You know, and all of that. And kudos to them for watching, you know, because I'm very certain by the grace of God that, you know, we would blossom appropriately at the right time. So these are some challenges that, you know, we face.
What have been the measures you've put in place to overcome some that you've been able to overcome? For example, getting the right people. I mean, I know it's difficult getting the right people, but when you eventually get them, how did you get those people and the others?
So what has happened is you can never stop. Like, especially when the dream gets bigger, you just have to keep going and going, you know. So some come and they go, some come and they stay, you know, and it just keeps going on and on and on. But then the ones who come, you know, you try to equip them with the right resources and the right materials for them to, you know, even become better in whatever it is that they are doing, you know. And so always remind them that they are valuable and to be there for them in the times that you know, it is very necessary, which is actually all the time. So these are ways that, you know, I have a great team that I work with. I mean, we're not a lot, but I try as much as I possibly can to make them realize that I'm not the conversation cafe. We are all part of the conversation cafe and we all have to make it work, you know. So putting the right values into what it is that we do is one of the ways
that speaks a lot. So what are the three things you would want to say, I declare that this changes Nigeria? I mean, I can already tell you're going to say one. I declare an educational, but it has to be very specific. What about education do you want to change? It's a new segment we started in this podcast this season. Okay. So because our focus this season is on Nigeria and some of the issues we want them solved, which we already explained. And now let's just try and declare, because I like to declare. So what are the three things you want?
I declare that we would uphold strong values, especially for our policymakers, mm-hmm. and I mean people in mm-hmm. authority, to do better in the educational sector. And by that I mean to create a more conducive environment for learning. So building more conducive schools and creating more creating the right schemes and, you know, all of those things. That's one of the things that I declare. I declare that we would have access to informations and resources that would, you know, help us to become more enlightened and more knowledgeable. The most important of it all, I declare that we will vanish all the people that are not supposed to be at the place that they are at, you know, and we would impute people who are supposed to be there that would create, you know, a paradigm shift in the nation as regards education and just
I like this declaration. This is new. This is awesome. Yes, ma'am. So for people that do not know how to join the Conversation Cafe and want to watch out the movie, what is the call to action? How did they join the Conversation Cafe? Where do they go to watch out the movie?
So Heart the Movie is not going to be in the cinema, at least not now, because we want to drive conversations. So we're going to be holding a lot of film screenings and conversations like through the Conversation Cafe. We have our very first coming up on the 13th of August at the African Artists Foundation. So here in Lagos, I mean, we would still go to other states and other countries. So I think it is most ideal that everybody listening should kindly go on Instagram and on Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram at her_the_movie. You can also follow The Conversation Cafe at The Conversation Cafe _. And that also applies for Twitter. When you do that, there's a newsletter bio. There's a newsletter link on our bio. So I think it would also help if you subscribe to our mailing list so you can get firsthand updates on everything going on at The Conversation Cafe. And then if you want, you can also personally follow me, because you know, I'm a baby girl. I'm a sweet angel. So yeah, you can follow me at Somi, SOHMMIE. So yeah, these are ways that you can be inclusive in what it is that is going on at The Conversation Cafe. And
for listeners, is there anything you want them to take out of today apart from all that we mentioned? Is there anything you want to say, oh, as from today you should stop, I don't know, stop looking down on a girl child? What is the message you want?
For listeners, for some reasons, it's not even about the girl child. Okay. It's just about you as a person.
Can you just stop
belittling yourself, please? Can you just stop belittling yourself? Can you just stop, please? Like, it's enough. Like, stop it. It is okay. And I don't care if you're 17 or you're 32 or you're 65. Just stop and just live to your fullest potentials. Please.
I feel like that should be a topic on it. So I'm already thinking deep. Like, fam, my mind has struggled when you said that. Yeah, that's words. That's words. I feel like it applies to me.
No worries. Make sure you.
I can't hear you, sorry.
I said, make sure you invite me when.
Okay, ma'am. No problem. We will. Thank you so much for joining the podcast, Somi.
All right. Thank you so much for having me as well.
You know what? I feel like some people need an explanation as to where I've been for the past 2 weeks. The truth is, I've been having a little moment of my own. It hasn't been so easy, but we are growing and we are, you know, pushing through by God's grace. So with today's episode with Somi, I really enjoyed it, and with every person I invite, I discover more about myself, really. And I'm happy that she was on this podcast. She inspired me to even do more. Like she said, stop belittling yourself. It's Sayo. You need to believe that you're more than who you are and whoever else that is listening. Yes, and that's how we call ourselves, the Big Dreamers Fam. So let me know what you think about this podcast. What exactly did you enjoy? Let's talk about it on Instagram at @thebigdreamer_. And if you would like to be a guest, also signify your interest by sending a DM at @thebigdreamer_ on Instagram. If you want to suggest any person that you think should be a guest in the future, also leave that at @thebigdreamer_ on Instagram. Yeah, so I'll be looking forward to getting your feedback and getting your special request on who you would want to listen to on the Big Dreamers podcast. Yeah, that's it for today's podcast. I'm really happy I'm able to, you know, create content that will impact lives. I'm sure that next 100 years, all these things, if the internet does not fail, will continue to be online and people will continue to be impacted by the words they listen to from the podcast and from the videos I release on my YouTube channel. By the way, if you don't know, I have a YouTube channel. I'm a tourism development advocate, more of a tourism thought leader. So I create videos, I write content on my site, divisayo.com, on tourism development, basically advocating for development of tourism, and also doing a little bit of travel and tourism reviews, like airport reviews, destination reviews, and a few tours, taking you on my journey to some of these destinations in Nigeria and Africa, and whatever place I travel to. Yeah. So go check that out. It's also Defisayo. That's Thefisayo. Everywhere to find me, my personal pages are Defisayo. Thefisayo. So please follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Subscribe to this one, to this podcast. If you haven't subscribed, what are you waiting for? Subscribe, oh. Subscribe, Mbok. Subscribe, please. And share with your family and friends. Whoever you think that needs to listen to this podcast, share it with them. Let them come and be inspired. Let them think bigger. Let them dream bigger. Let them be doers. Let them be able
to listen to that word that will push them to do whatever they think that has been stopping them from doing it, you know, that kind of thing. Sometimes you just need someone to just tell you one word. Sometimes what I need, sometimes really, just this is me. I might be at the verge of doing something and I might say, do I really want to do this? And then next thing, someone just says to Sayo, you need to do this. And then just like, does that word just make me do it, you know? I just need a little push sometimes, and that's what some other people need. So try and share this with somebody that you think you would want to impact their own life too. Yes, it's all about making an impact in this world. Really, sometimes I think to myself, what's the end goal? What's the end goal? And most it boils down to me most times is impact. What kind of impact do you want to leave? So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please rate it 5-star if you know you've been impacted in a 5-star way. Rate this podcast 5-star on YouTube. Why is YouTube in my mouth? On Spotify, we're on Spotify, we are on Google Podcasts, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on all platforms. So if you are listening to this from any platform, please rate us 5-stars if it has that feature on there, and let the podcast platform recommend us, because it's through your ratings that they get to recommend us to other listeners. So please rate us, and that's it for today, guys. Till next week, do not forget to stay awesome, stay inspired. Peace.